5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. What would it be if I didn't give you all to the college rack for the weekend? Let's start it off on Saturday. Number 20, Miami said Pittsburgh at the Peterson Event Center should be a good game. The Canes will roll in 7-3 in the ACC, while the Panthers have the same mark in conference play. Miami 16 wins, coming off a huge win over Florida State. They obliterated the Noles in Tallahassee. Pitt 14-7. All right, Clemson and Florida State at the Tucker Center in Tallahassee. Clemson coming in 17-4, 3-2 on the streets. Florida State 5-6 at home. A dismal 7-14 overall. Like I said, they look terrible against Miami. How about this one? Number 9, Kansas, going to Rupp Arena in Lexington to take on Coach Cal's Kentucky Wildcats, who've been on a roll. They're 11-1 at home, and they've won 4 in a row. They went to Knoxville and won. They won at home against Georgia and A&M and went to Nashville and beat Vanderbilt's ass 69-53. So here comes Kansas calling, and they've had their problems of late. The Wildcats are 3 games back in the SEC. Can you even believe that Bill Self's team has lost 3 in a row? They lost by 1 at Kansas State in Manhattan against their rivals. Then they lost to TCU at home at Fog Allen. And I mean, they got whacked 83-60. Then they went to Baylor and lost by 6 to the Bears. The Jayhawks are 1 game back in the Big 12 standings, where there's a 3-way tie for first with K-State, Texas, and Iowa State. Then it's TCU and the Jayhawks and Baylor 1 deep. Boston College is at Virginia Saturday at noon in Charlottesville at the Jones Arena. The Cavs are 15-3, ranked 7th, 9-1 at home at the John Paul Jones. Taking on a BC team that's been average at best, 10-11, 1-5 away from Chestnut Hill. Also at noon, Auburn ranked 15th at West Virginia in Morgantown. How about Auburn getting their ass whooped at home at Neville by A&M, ending their 29-game home winning streak and 5-game winning streak? That's all out the window now. The Tigers are 4-2 away. West Virginia's 12-8 overall and 8-3 at home for Huggy Bear. At 12-15, number 13, Xavier at 5-1 away is in Omaha against Creighton, who's 9-1 at home. Xavier coming off a huge win in stores on Wednesday night, beating UConn. Danny Hurley's team couldn't hang with the Musketeers. at 2 o'clock Eastern. Alabama's at Oklahoma at the Noble Center in Norman. How about the Tide? Ranked second in the nation. They're 18-2. They're 8-0 in conference play. Going out of conference to take on the Sooners, who are 11-9 and 2-6. They can't handle Alabama. That's just all there is to it. The Tide are just too deep for the Sooners. Also at 2, number 12, Iowa State goes to Columbia to Mizzou Arena to take on the Tigers of Missouri. They're 15-5 and 4-4 in conference play. The Cyclones, 15-4, 6-2 in the Big 12. You get a little of this Big 12 SEC challenge with that Bama Sooner, Iowa State, Missouri hookup Saturday. Also at 2, Marquette ranked 16th in the country in Chicago to take on DePaul. The Demons are 9-12 overall, 7-3 at home. Marquette 16-5, 4-3 away. Interesting game for them against DePaul for sure. Marquette's won 7 of 8 and 2 straight. They just beat Providence at home, and they went to the Rock in a game with Seton Hall in Newark and blew out the Pirates 74-53, looking fantastic doing it. Xavier leads the Big East. Marquette and Providence are one game deep. At 2:15, Cincinnati's at number 3 Houston at the Fertitta Center in H-Town. The Cougs ranked 3rd in the land, 19-2 overall. They're 11-2 at home. Cincy's not bad, 14-7, 3-2 on the road. After losing to Temple, Houston rebounded, winning in South Florida against UCF. And Houston still leads the American by a half game over the Owls. Memphis and Tulane are a game and a half deep. Number 11 TCU is at Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas at 4 o'clock. The Bulldogs are 12-8, 1-7 in conference play. This is a Big 12 SEC challenge game. You got TCU 5-3 away, 16-4 overall. TCU's conference mark is that 5-3. They're a game deep along with Kansas and Baylor of the three-way tie for first with K-State, Texas, and Iowa State. Also at 4, Arkansas and Baylor at the Ferrell Center in Waco. The Bears 5-3 in the Big 12. Arkansas 3-5 in the SEC. Another 12 SEC challenge game here down in Texas. Baylor's coming off the win over the Kansas Jayhawks at home. Hofstra and number 18 Charleston hook up in Charleston. How about number 18 Charleston? They're 21-1 and 9-0 in the CAA. They have a 2.5 game lead over Towson, Hofstra, who they're playing, and Drexel. Wilmington's 3 back. North Carolina A&T is 4 deep of Charleston. Also at 4, Western Kentucky is at number 21, FAU. How about the Owls, what they're doing? This one's in Boca. And at 5:30, number 6, Arizona is at Washington and Seattle. The Wildcats are 17-3 overall. Washington, 12-9. UCLA leads the Pac-12 by a game and a half over Utah. The Wildcats are 2 back along with Arizona State and USC. Number 10, Texas and number 4, Tennessee hook up at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. This one's as good as it gets. The Longhorns are 17-3 and 3-1 away. The Vols also 17-3 and 9-1 at home. Texas is tied for first with K-State and Iowa State in the Big 12. Meanwhile, Tennessee trails Alabama by a game in the SEC. Florida goes to Kansas State to see the 5th-ranked Wildcats in Manhattan at the Bramlage Coliseum in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Gators are 12-8 overall. K-State 17-3. They've been impressive, to say the least. Number 14, Gonzaga's at Portland at 7 o'clock Eastern at the Child Center in Portland. Portland's 9-3 at home. The Zags, 4-1 away. Drew Timmy getting involved at 21 a clip. Believe it or not, the Zags are a game deep of St. Mary's in the WCC standings. And speaking of St. Mary's, at 10 o'clock, they're playing in Provo at the Marriott Center against 14-9 BYU, who's 9-2 at home. The Gaels, 18-4 overall, and undefeated on the road. So on Sunday, there's only two ranked games. Number 23, Providence at Villanova at the Wells Fargo in Philadelphia. And that one's at noon. At 12:15, Michigan State against number one Purdue at Mackey in West Lafayette. The Boilermakers have been unbelievable. Tops in the nation for the second time this season. But let's go back to Saturday again and look at all the unranked games of note. Louisville's at Notre Dame, Duke at Georgia Tech at the McCamish Pavilion in Atlanta, South Carolina's at Georgia in Athens, Utah's at Oregon in Eugene. The Buckeyes go to Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. And you got Temple at UCF. Minnesota's at Northwestern. NC State at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. Northern Iowa at Indiana State. And then you've got LaSalle at Rhode Island, GW at Fordham, in the Bronx, at Rose Hill Gymnasium. That sounds delicious. Texas Tech and LSU at the Maravich Center, Bowling Green's at Toledo, Ohio's at Akron to take on the Zips, Illinois and Wisconsin at the Kohl Center in Madtown, Eastern Michigan's at Miami of Ohio, Seton Hall plays Butler at the Hinkle in Indy. Richmond's at Dayton. Duquesne at UMass up in Amherst. Chattanooga at East Tennessee State. UC San Diego at Riverside. Davis is at Long Beach State. Nebraska goes to Maryland. Ball State at Northern Illinois. Pacific at Santa Clara. I love that Santa Clara team, 16-6. Weber's at Eastern Washington. Syracuse is in Blacksburg against Va Tech. Princeton at Yale. Utah State at Fresno. Western Michigan at Central Michigan. Arizona State's at Washington State. Colorado State goes to Boise. Ole Miss is at Oklahoma State. And a dandy was San Jose State and San Diego State of the Viejas at the Aztec Bowl. Nevada goes to UNLV at the Thomas and Mack. Colorado's at Oregon State and Pepperdine goes to LMU. Sunday, the best unranked game is Rutgers at Iowa.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.